It is 19 minutes after 12 o'clock, and at this point it is just a great pleasure and an honor to welcome to the studio one of my favorite Dayton bands, and a special reunion show getting underway tonight, but a sneak peek right here live in the studio. It is Captain of Industry. Gentlemen, thanks. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Well, we got the amazing ears of Tim Berger in here. We've been setting up all morning. It has been an absolute hubbub of activity. And on that note, so pleased, by the way, how lucky are we to get this little sneak peek? Again, they're on stage live at Jilly's tonight at 8, but they're with us right now. Gentlemen, will you hit us one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Give a little, you gotta bear a cross, you gotta work some hours, you gotta take a loss, to find the future standing, to learn to dig a grave, to bury all your feelings, and to resurface again. It's gonna make you a man. You wanna relive again. It's
Face full of a head full of hair. One of my favorite tunes from one of my favorite bands, Captain of Industry, on 91.3 WYSO. Hey, thanks for coming. Thanks for doing that song. It's just a pleasure to have you all here. And Nathan, tell me about that song. What is that song about? Because I put my own stuff in there.
Well, I don't know.
Kevin can probably best attest to the meaning behind this song.
Kevin, fess up. What do we have there? And nice hair, by the way.
Thank you. Well, yeah. The title of the song maybe doesn't have so much to do with what Nathan is singing about, but the story behind the song was that I was at work one day and had the verse guitar part kind of run through my head. And when I got out of work, I couldn't remember it whatsoever and spent hours trying to recapture the melody.
Yeah.
And I was sleeping, and I woke up with my girlfriend's hair, which was big, curly, huge head of hair, kind of suffocating me.
Aww.
And had the whole kind of song arranged in my head already while I was sleeping. So I jumped up out of bed and just pretty much had the song right there, and we started playing that like maybe the day after that happened. And
because it's just his guitar part's so cool,
isn't it? It's a fabulous riff, just really, really world class. I love it. And well, thank you. Because now every time I play it, I'm gonna love it even more. I'm gonna imagine you with your sleepy head. Pretty cool, face full of a head full of hair. From their album, The Bronze, Captain of Industries live on the stage tonight. Show gets underway at 8 o'clock at Jilly's. And a really cool lineup of bands. Rolly Yuma will be there as well. It's Pretty Nice from Boston and The Receiver from Columbus. So this is a gala celebration because you guys have been on hiatus. You haven't been playing in a while.
It's been about 2 years since we played a show.
And it says in the city paper that because you guys had life decisions. Isn't that funny? Is that what you told them? We had life decisions. And so we just stopped for a bit. Is that
I had a kid. Kevin lives in Portland.
Yeah, so we just, you know, had to kind of take some time away and take a break. You know, it's a lot of obligations in life that, you know, can make being in a band and pursuing a band, you know, a tremendous undertaking. So, you know, we basically just took some time off to, you know, let Nate be a dad. And, you know, Kevin's been in Portland and doing amazing things out there. So he came back into town, and we basically had the time and opportunity to do a couple gigs. And so we've been really happy. I've been rehearsing all week. Really glad to have Kevin back in town, our brother on the West Coast. And this has been a lot of fun. We're going to do also a show in Columbus on Saturday night. And then we're also doing the Northside Tavern in Cincinnati for anybody in the Cincinnati area listening. And that's on the 27th of May. Right. Unfortunately, Kevin can't be with us for that show, but Tommy will be with us. And Tommy is actually missing today. He's down at school in Northern Kentucky University. He just started this week. He's had to do his first week of school and get ready for this reunion show all in 1 week. But, you know, he wanted to make it up today, but he's doing a diving competition. He's back to school.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to probably pull off the triple Lindy. We're hoping. That's what he's working for.
So you guys are by no means one-trick ponies.
No.
You can do other things.
No, very multi-talented, you know, very versatile.
Well, Captain of Industry live in the studio, live on stage at Jilly's tonight. So just this little spate here, have you dared to look far enough around to see that, you know, might get together and write some new tunes? Anywhere down the road or just playing it?
Not in this little juncture.
But you're not ruling it out?
Yeah.
We worked on some stuff. It's just mostly timing. We had just about a week, and we really wanted to be ready with the back catalog of music for these shows. So we definitely have worked on some riffs. And, I mean, the two primary songwriters here, Kevin and Nathan, are constantly writing. So we did put out on Bandcamp a little kind of rarities B-sides disc, which is pretty cool. It's got a lot of stuff that's, you know, never made it onto a record. Recorded at different times throughout the career. So,
and that's a website where you can go and basically download for free, or you can choose to pay some money for the catalog of an artist's work.
Correct.
Yeah, we have three albums up on there and an EP plus this little rarities disc.
So if you'd like to check that out, it's Captain of Industry 1, that's numeral 1, Captain of Industry 1 at Bandcamp.com. One time at Bandcamp? I just love that. So there is hope, though, that the Bronze won't be the last album from Captain of Industry.
Never say never.
Never say never. Would you please, not never, but ever now, play us another tune?
Sure.
Captain of Industry live on 91.3 WYSO. Beautiful. Captain of Industry on 91.3 WYSO. Making me a little sad, though.
Really?
Something sad about that.
It's a, yeah.
It's an implication of overness, I guess. Like, we're done with this. We'll meet you at the next.
Yeah. So is life, I guess.
But I guess it is.
It's funny because, I always think of life as like a box of chocolates.
yeah.
No, I mean, you know. Life is a strange thing. It seems to be flying by for me at this point in my life. And ever since I had a child, it's like the last 2 years have been a blur. But it's been some of the greatest times of my life. This beforehand was the, my epicenter of my being
the
for
band,
a long time.
Yeah, you bet.
It's just it's fantastic to be back in a room with all these fellas. Mm-hmm. I miss them Sincerely.
I'll bet. It is just a delight and a great honor to have you guys live on the air today on Excursions on WISO. You're on stage tonight. Show gets underway at 8 o'clock. Rolly Yuma will be there, Pretty and Nice out of Boston, as well as the receiver from Columbus, making a very special effort to come here and play with you guys. And a great show getting underway at 8 o'clock tonight at Jilly's. Captain of Industry live in the studio. Would you play another one? Man, I'm telling you, I'm going to be so sad when you go. We've been setting this up all morning, and I just think you should consider our pledge room where you are now set up as your home base henceforth.
Hey, this would be awesome. This is much larger.
Yeah, than your normal practice
yes,
space.
So this is great.
It doesn't have to drop ceilings and all that.
No,
naked bulbs.
And Nikki, I should say, we learned this specifically for you. Truly.
Extra. Really?
Truly.
Really?
Yeah. We relearned this specifically because, like, we're like, man, we should play that song for Nikki.
I love this song. John told me that you were going to do it, and thanks so much. By the way, it's John on drums. We got Ian on bass, Kevin on the git fiddle, and
the git fiddle.
Fiddle, and Mr. Nathan on the keyboards. And it's Captain of Industry live on WISO. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Hollywood square.
Yeah.
You met me there. It wasn't a week. Time was as ageless as you. Year 2002. Are we really this freaked? But my mind may simply be good. The man who told me I should be, but not in a week. No more.
Lucky me from the Great Divide, Captain of Industry on 91.3 WYS. So thanks for working that up.
Well, we realized we actually liked it.
I used to play that quite a bit back in the day. I have a written proof here of that. It's so funny. Every time I play a song, I grit it. And you'll see that in the studio here, the Captain of Industry discs are well marked. It's such a treat.
That's very nice.
It is such a treat to have you guys here. Gilly's tonight at 8. It's an extravaganza. Some fine rock and roll music is going to be made on the stage. And so lucky are we to have a little sneak peek. I want to say thanks again to Tim Berger coming in here, hooking us up, doing the live sound.
Yes.
Big thanks to Kent and Katie and Sarah and even Emily, who we were quiet for her to do a live interview. We're working together to make it happen. And so... tell me about, is this joyful, sad, or both? Because I'm so glad you're playing. Looking forward to the show, but I just feel that it's just going to make me want more, like great potato chips.
I mean, it's definitely that. That's an apt way of describing it. It's both feelings. You know, we're definitely really, really happy to be doing the show and performing together. And it's been honestly a treat all week to play because... to be honest, we kind of got together and started rehearsing, and it was like we hadn't been apart for 2 years. We had, you know, we had played music together for so long too, and have been friends for such a long time. You know, the band started in 2001, 2002, about.
What was the former band? Something about a pig.
Yes, there was a precursor band called Pig Eye Jackson, which I don't know if you've seen the movie The Jerk, but there's a part in the movie where Steve Martin juggles cats. And he's credited in the credits as the cat juggler, Pig Eye Jackson. That's his name. So, yeah, the amazing Pig Eye Jackson. Sorry, but that is actually a really really great band. Played a lot of Elbows. It brought all of us together. After that band stopped, Kevin and Ian and I started jamming in this totally crappy house in East Dayton, which has now been turned into a gorgeous house by Sean Walters, a local woodworking artist.
Oh, hey, see what good can come.
That's right. But so we started jamming, and then, you know, we were like, who's the best singer in town that we can get to, you know, write music and play with us? And it was Nate, hands down. So he came in after we had written a couple songs, and boom, that was the beginning of it all. So
I weaseled my way in there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you horn in? Did you
do very little?
I found out,
chocolate
it was happening, and I made myself available.
That's right.
Like, Nate's here again with pizza, guys. Shall we let him in? Captain of Industry, man, I'm just such a great fan, and I'm really looking forward to the show. I hate to just be a total greedy person, but if you would do another one for us, I would. It would do my heart a great deal of good.
Nikki, for you, anything.
Thank you. Live on stage, the show gets underway at 8 o'clock, and live in the studio, Captain of Industry, one of Dayton's finest on 91.3 WYSO.
I guess we're playing a different song now.
And now a Yes cover.
I got a big dream with lots of money. We will corrupt you and then construct you. Pray to the one in the world that's giving. I will live in excess now. Then a glass of all forgiving. They let the stoop on the excess cloud. Got a problem with the question. We will convert you and then desert you. Pray to the one in the world that's giving. I wanna live in excess now. Men of the cross, so all forgiving. They like to stoop from the excess cloud. Crap on the car of the one that binds you. Then make me feel like a rat that's drowned. Call on the grave of the one that finds you. He'll stay awake from the excess cloud.
Do it. Yes is the question. Yes is the answer. Pray to the one in the world that's giving. I want to live in excess now. Men of a cloth to all forgiving. They like to stoop on the excess cloud.
Expected you guys to start busting things up out there.
It could happen. No, we wouldn't do that to your nice face.
Say, what's the, that's not a yes song.
No, it's not.
No, it's a coy song.
Yes, it is.
What's that called?
Under My Belt.
Sastastic. You can see that. Probably can you see that live on
you say
stage?
Sash.
Sastastic. Sastastic.
Like a sash.
Yeah. I probably did say that.
I like sash.
Sastastic.
The best thing I've heard in months.
Sashtacular. It's part of a great evening. Will you guys be playing that tonight on stage?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
We're loaded, ready to go tonight.
If you'd like to find out more about this amazing band and a great group of talented musicians from right here in our gem city, you can find their music for sure. Captain of Industry 1. That's Captain of Industry altogether, and then the numeral 1 at Bandcamp. Captain of Industry 1 at Bandcamp.com. They're on stage live tonight at Jilly's at 8 o'clock. Rolly Yuma, Pretty and Nice, and The Receiver all playing as well. Gentlemen, thank you so much. It's a big day for you. I know it was kind of a big deal to come by here and play live for us, but we really appreciate it.
No, it's our pleasure, Nikki. Thanks.
John on the drums, thank you. Ian on bass, thank you. Kevin on guitar, thank you. And Nathan, totally my pleasure. Hey, we'll see you there tonight, huh?
Sounds good.
All right.
All right.